How deep the Father's love for us, how vast beyond all measure, that He should give His only Son to make a wretch His treasure. Mar the chosen one, bring many sons to glory.
Have you ever missed something? I mean, something that you should have known. I do this with song lyrics all the time. I might have been singing the lyrics wrong for 20 years when someone says, "What did you say?" Even after I know the right lyrics, I still sing the wrong ones because that's what I've known for 20 years. I wonder how often, though, we miss things scripturally because we know what it says and there's no way it can mean anything else. However, as often is the case, we can recite the words, but because we have known them for so long, we don't find any new meaning in them. Stay with me for a few moments today as we begin a study of the 23rd Psalm.
It was accomplished. His dying breath has brought me life. I know that it is Jesus Christ, His death and resurrection. Why should I gain from His reward? I cannot give an answer, but this I know.
The 23rd Psalm is one of the most popular, meaningful, and quoted scriptures in all the Bible. As we mentioned in the opening, it is oftentimes this familiarity that causes us to miss something. We take for granted that since we can quote it from memory, and that we've known the verses from our youth, that there can't be anything to learn from it. Well, what I wanted to do over the next 6 days is examine the verses from the 23rd Psalm and see what we may have missed over the years. Now, this doesn't mean that this particular study should fill in all the gaps. On the contrary, this study will be an encouragement for you to continue to look at these verses and verses like it with a mind to understand God's intentions for us. Have you ever wondered why these particular verses are so popular? Well, let's look at some context. The 22nd Psalm speaks of God as the suffering Savior. The 24th Psalm speaks of God being glorified and sovereign. In both instances, mankind might view God as being distant. We need Him as our suffering Savior to take our place. He suffered in exchange for our hope. Also, God is to be glorified. He is above us, beyond us, and in that sense, distant. But the 23rd Psalm describes a relationship. The sheep, us, are totally reliant on the shepherd, God, and His Son, Jesus Christ. Mankind is often seeking relationships through a spouse, a friend, a coworker, or neighbor. These verses offer that type of relationship with our Savior and glorified King. Before we begin each verse, I would like to read the chapter in its entirety each day. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You have anointed my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and loving kindness will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Let's begin with verse 1. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. As I was trying to figure out how to explain this verse, I realized that Jesus basically wrote a commentary for this verse in John chapter 10 and the first 18 verses. Again, due to time constraints, we will highlight these verses, but I encourage you to go look at them at your convenience. It is there in verse 11 that Jesus calls himself the Good Shepherd and explains what it means by saying the Good Shepherd lays down his life for his sheep. Think about all the things that we blindly follow when our fellow man or the science community or politicians tell us to, when none of them would be willing to do for us what Jesus was willing and is willing to do. This relationship, like any relationship, has reciprocity. The shepherd's job is to lead in ways that are good. And I assure you that Jesus is doing his part as the good shepherd. That's why David says, I shall not want. Want in this verse means to lack, to lessen, or to decrease. Many times I've read this verse and always assumed that David was saying, there will never be a time in my life when God will leave me with nothing. But in reality, David is expectant of more than that from God, because that is what God has promised. So Jesus is taking care of his end of the relationship. What about us? Well, for our end, we go back to John chapter 10 and read verses 4 and 5. When he puts forth all his own, he goes ahead of them. So this is Jesus' part that he is fulfilling. Then he says, and the sheep follow him because they know his voice. A stranger, they simply will not follow, but will flee from him because they do not know the voice of strangers. Too often we flee from God, the one who is leading us to all good things, instead of fleeing from the stranger who cares nothing about us. Jesus is leading. Are we following? I also want us to notice the type of relationship that this is. It is not just a two-way relationship where, as long as everything goes as planned, I'll do what I'm supposed to do. This is a relationship in which both parties are supposed to care about and love one another. Notice the care that the good shepherd has for his sheep in verse 3 of John 10. To him, the doorkeeper opens and the sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. This phrase, he calls his own sheep by name, is quite impressive. How many times at work have you felt like a number? Just another employee who gets paid as long as they do their job, but no one really cares when something personal happens in your life. This is not the kind of relationship that God wants with us. He genuinely cares and wants us to care too. Notice again the latter part of verse 4. And the sheep follow him because they know his voice. I have said many times that I could pick out my mom clearing her throat out of a room of 1,000 people with colds. And when I heard it when I was a kid, I straightened up, even if it wasn't intended for me. We need to be that in tune with God and his word as well. It is vitally important to our survival that we know our shepherd's voice. You cannot be led away by a sheep in wolf's clothing if you are listening to the shepherd and not the sheep. So until next time, I encourage you to follow the good shepherd's voice.